This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A fire has idled workers at Monmouth's largest employer, and it's not known when they might return to work. Firefighters brought Monday's fire under control in around 2 hours, but crews had to put out flare-ups throughout the night. Fire Chief Casey Rexroth says one firefighter was taken to the hospital for heat exhaustion and then released. No other injuries are reported. Rexroth says it's still not known how the fire started. City Administrator Lowell Crow says it's also not yet known how heavily the fire might hurt Monmouth's economy.
That plant does employ a little over 1,600 people, which affects the community as a whole. Additionally, they are one of our largest users of water and sewer, and that's an additional revenue source.
Crow says the city is insured for lost revenue from the plant being shut down. He says Smithfield Foods executives came to Monmouth on Tuesday to assess the damage. He hopes the plant manager will soon know when employees can return to their jobs and what production work can be done. One of the plant's workers is Joseph Hathaway of Galesburg. He was one of the dozen workers inside the plant when the fire started.
All we saw was a bunch of black smoke when we were evacuated out. We had a couple people come in, tell us there was a fire, and they escorted us out rather quickly.
Hathaway says it took less than 5 minutes to get everyone out of the plant. Hathaway and co-workers gathered in a gravel parking lot south of the plant to watch firefighters doing what they could to limit the damage. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.